Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I am Lippo.
And I am Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Not too bad, not too bad.
Ran a little late today. What was up? You got up late or?
I'm over here.
I know.
Yeah, run a little behind, but started the show on time. Not without some minor issues, but.
No issues. Just tissues from the tears that we cry.
Yeah. The tears of a clown.
You're the clown. No, but everything's good?
Yeah, everything's okay. Nice little drive out here to the studio. And I was wondering on my way out here this morning where the old demolition track was, the checker flag.
That was on 42.
Oh, right.
On the other side of Manning
Road. I was on 46.
Mm-hmm.
Wondering where it was. Did they make farmland out of it?
No, that's a subdivision.
Oh, it is now?
Yeah.
Oh, so you don't even see anything. There's nothing there anymore. No, the bleachers and the track, it's all gone.
No, it's all houses.
Neat.
Yes, they are neat. Neatly housed. Neat rows of houses.
Neatly rowed houses.
What a hoe.
What a home, boy.
Home on the range. Home on the derby. Well,
this might be the problem, I think. I don't know if things are cutting out in the left side somewhere in the chain of events, or it's in my headphones, but...
No, I think it's in our system here.
It's in the system. Everything's in the system, and anything to speak of going on around here in these parts, or...?
In these parts, well, there's one half of my... better half, I should say, is not even here.
Oh, that's right.
She's gone to Arizona.
The big AZ.
The big AZ, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And it must be nice there, warm.
Well, it's nice here now, that's for sure.
That's right. I told her on Facebook to go visit my mother.
She could probably use that. Your mom's not back at home, is she?
Yeah, she's home. My mom loves visitors.
My.
She lives in a cool area, too.
Yeah? Like, you mean cool as in it's like...
Well, not any cooler than where she's at as far as cool. Well, she's in a Mesa area, right? That's cool area, too, the Indian... Isn't it? Is it Indian mountains around there or something?
Yeah.
All that stuff. Yeah, my mom's right by there, just like down the road,
mm-hmm.
by the Bradshaw Mountains. So
very cool. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I thought she was staying here, though. I thought your mom was
staying. Well, she was here for a month or something, but she'll be back.
She'll be back.
She's got to come back to Canada for a while for her old age security, I guess it is.
Oh, I see. So she's still bilking the Canadian government for
bilking.
Money.
Yep. Bilking, milking.
Belkin. Belkin.
Tech talk. So, speaking of security, the security of knowing that we do a news segment at the beginning of the show, which is coming up now.
You need more Big JD? Visit the website, www.bigjd.com.
You're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo on WKBR.
Hi, the bees.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Okay, news time.
This is...
Hey.
You're having fun with that iTunes thing, eh?
Yeah.
It's only been around for...
I don't know what it is.
It's your reflexes, dude.
I think it's a mouse thing. I'm over on the pad doing everything, and I'm not really used to playing around on the pad, so it's a little bit different.
You want a mouse?
Where I can just click on... No.
I got a nice little Bluetooth Apple...
No, it's okay to make mistakes.
There are no losers, Johnny.
You ever see that commercial where the guy's, Jeffrey, we don't hit. Jeffrey, we don't hit. And it's like he's talking to his kid or something, but they show him talking to himself in the mirror.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
Well.
Jeffrey, we don't hit.
Yeah, and he's talking about
I do that every morning. I have to do that. Remind myself, I don't hit. Hey, don't hit her.
How come she doesn't say that?
She just because the reflexes are faster than the she just whack.
Maybe it's just in her DNA, as it were. She's lived in a part of the world where there's always been fighting and strife and
yeah. Well, there's no fighting over here, so why am I getting whacked all day long?
Because you don't.
Because I'm there.
You don't conform, dude.
Yeah.
Never did. Never will. Oh.
Okay. So the news around here right now is: did you go see the Celine Dion show last night?
Oh, well, of course not. But what's the news? Besides her 150 person entourage?
I know, that's the whole thing. Like, you can't even get by the place.
The best thing is what I heard about her was that she has like however many people her cooking for her. Cooking what? She's like a bone rail.
They're cooking for the other 130 people. Guess so. The 20 people are cooking.
Obviously, she's not eating anything.
Well, she must eat something. She puts on a high energy show.
Blueberry apple.
It's a clean show. But, like, she's awesome. Like, she's a great singer and everything. She's nothing much to look at, and she's not much to listen to when she's talking. She reminds
me. Or when she's singing, she's not really much to look at either. She just stands there and a couple of these. What's her song there? Hills are alive with the sound of me. What's the song? What's her big hit there? Hills. I will always love you.
Oh, my goodness.
What's a Celine Dion hit, anyways?
You got me.
There's
dude.
One man that there's one that you could probably think of if you know we had a 2-hour show.
It's the tune up from Titanic.
Oh right.
Yeah. Don't ask me what
Jack and Jill's song.
Yeah.
Is that their name too? Jack and Jill, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Titanic, Jack. And what's the girl's name?
Chick's not Jill. No, I'm.
I bet
saying.
It is. Jack and Jill went up the sea to find a pail of water. Jack slipped in and.
Did himself in.
And Jill fell into the water.
And lived on forever. But anyway, that's the news around here. Because I know my sister lives in that neck. And so do you. You live on the drive. And she just said it was hellacious getting from work. Like it's just...
Well, Lana went in last night. So and she's still there.
Oh, right.
She got another hour to go. So she said it was going to be crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. All these Celine... I'm sure Celine plays a lot, eh?
Plays what?
Plays cards.
Flute, maybe.
Don't even make me say it. What do you got for news, everybody?
Oh, what do I have for news?
No, I asked you first.
I'm asking myself in the mirror, what do you have for news, Jeffrey? More turning to the web to watch TV. Movies.
Positively.
So more websites like Hulu, Juiced, offering free movies and TV shows. And what's the one that starts with a B? Isn't that a big TV thing now? Boxy?
Oh, Boxy, yeah.
Some consumers are taking advantage of this to eliminate cable or satellite TV. And internet users in the U.S. viewed a record 14.3 billion videos in December. Internet users. So 14.3 videos in December. So that would have to be like... some kind of a subscription or purchase rental type thing over the net. If they're stating it that way, viewed a record 14.3 billion videos in December.
You think so?
Well, I would think so.
I don't think so. I think if you're going to Hulu's website and you're watching two episodes of this, three episodes of that, so-and-so.
Well, why do they say it as videos? It seems to me like it would be some kind of a rental thing.
Why?
Or why do you I don't say know. That? Well, because of the way they worded it, you just viewed a record 14 point. Why don't they say 14.3 billion movies? Or why do they say videos?
Because like it could be a
rental type thing.
Because you could be
watching. But I guess it would be those sites.
Yeah. Hulu, you can watch an episode of The Office, let's
but
say.
But is it a pay?
No. Thing? You don't pay.
Okay.
But then you could go to
somewhere pay a fee. And
exactly. Exactly, yeah. It's funny that we ask for news and you write into the tech. Like, there's nothing to do with what affects people's, like, you know.
Well, this affects people's lives and affects the Hollywood's movie industry because these people are just, you know, they're getting only the $20 billion they made they got for making the movie and they're not getting any of the royalties because everybody's watching them on, I feel sad for them.
Wow.
Especially... good personal friends of mine like John Travolta and
You've already dissed John Travolta on this show. You can't say he's a close personal friend of yours.
Did you hear that, John?
Yeah, okay.
John is here. John's in the building.
Yeah, just down the hall, onto the right. Oh, here we go.
Yep, here we go.
So, it's a sort of tech thing. But, I mean, it's a big news thing going on in the world. News in the entertainment slash
tech
slash fun area. What have you got for us?
Well, I'm just thinking of the whole stimulus package that Obama's trying to put through. Mm-hmm. You're totally oblivious to all that. I know you are. Right? Now,
okay, well, let's just start off by explaining who Obama is.
It's interesting how
he's the guy they're looking for in the Pakistani hills, isn't he?
No. That's Osama bin Laden.
Oh.
Who is not, I don't even think that guy's alive. He's just a personification of evil for the Bush administration. I'm interested to see how many times they mention his name.
There's some technology in sending videotapes.
What?
His messages.
Oh.
Videotape messages.
And cassette messages.
And cassettes, yeah. There aren't even cassettes anymore. He's lucky that they get played.
Yeah, they land. The
government must scramble to find a cassette player to even listen to it.
They keep one underneath the counter there. Oh, we got another tape
just
from Osama.
Yeah, pull out that thing, dust it off.
Pull out the cassette player. We got another tape from Osama.
So what's up with the Obama bin Laden thing?
Well, he's trying to get this stimulus package passed, and he's standing wholeheartedly behind it. See, Kiwi's all for it.
He's got an opinion.
And, of course, it's the Republicans who are, against it. But I don't think they're going to really have much say in it because the Republicans have a minority in both the Senate and the Congress. So I think pretty much whatever he wants as far as the stimulus package is going to go through. Mm-hmm. Where opinions differ is it really going to make a difference? A long-term difference, spending hundreds of billions of dollars to try to kickstart the economy. I don't know. What do you think?
Not long term. No.
No, of course not.
Short term, I guess. And then there's. Did we talk about him stating to just what was it? Buy American only.
Well, the Buy American thing. Yeah, that was at the beginning of the week. Yeah, and I don't think we talked about it, but it was a big. Big hoopla was brought up, the Chinese and the Canadians, of course, and they're saying, what are you doing? Pushing, protectionism is a pretty bad thing as far as economy goes. You kind of build a gate around yourself. You only consume the stuff that you make and produce in your own country.
I was very surprised to hear that he actually had said that.
Yeah, me too.
It's not something that you would, it's sort of an understanding, buy American, that kind of thing. Like for most, your cars and this and that and the other thing, try and buy American or whatever. It's sort of understood, I guess, to a point. But as far as a world economy, I'm surprised that he would actually say something like that verbally,
I hear a lot of people bash the American car makers only for a big reason, because those guys came into Washington when they asked for all that money. But you go out west, when we're in San Francisco, you don't see many domestic cars on the road. It's all Japanese. Mm-hmm. Hondas and Toyotas.
That's why the economy's going down the tubes. Not necessarily, but I think it's right and it's wrong for a statement, I guess. I mean, you got to do what you got to do for your own country. But at the same time, there's a whole, we're all part of the whole world thing.
For the Americans to say buy American, that's dangerous to say that, whereas if you're living in Russia, only buy Russian. Well, that's okay.
Yeah, well, but we're just too connected to the world to really, actually do that 100%.
Well, they're the biggest consumer of everything. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So to say it is one thing, but to actually see it in reality, I don't think it could ever happen. Like, you can't buy an American-made TV, for instance.
No.
An American-made...
I don't think there is anything that's American-made, except the little tags that they... They might make the tag somewhere that says made in America, or made in USA, but the garment is actually made in Bangladesh by a two-year-old in a diaper.
There's a pleasant scene. With a whip...
Oh, yeah.
Scar on his
dirty
back.
Dirty diapers, too. They don't change them. That's their pay. Change the diaper at the end of the month.
Man, you can really make a
and
guy.
A spoon of rice.
You can really cheer a guy up, can't you? Holy
Welcome man. To Big JD's Sunday morning. And what's the show on today, anyway?
I have no idea. You tell me, buddy. Once you tell me, I will know. I'm waiting for the moment. You got a drum roll on that thing?
Yeah, he's living in a shell, obviously, if you don't know what's going on with the Jabbercast.
No shell. It's a rock, and I am
it's a
under
rock.
It.
Come on out for your from under your rock and enjoy today's... add some color to the Books, Novels, and Magazine show. We'll need some. Colorize the pages.
That's what I do here. I am color guy, and I'm Caucasian.
Yo, what's up?
Caucasian color guy.
What's your preferred reading? Do you prefer one type of book over another? Magazine over a book, maybe? Or you possibly only read newspaper? Don't read books and magazines or anything. Just a newspaper. And we'll take a lighthearted look at... like-hearted look at reading. There's a new word for you, kids.
Like/hearted.
So it's not like full-hearted. It's...
Like-hearted.
It's like-hearted, but not the same.
Right.
And hearted is R-D-E-D. So...
Oh, hearted.
There's a lesson for you.
Not hardened. It's funny you mentioned reading. Supposedly Amazon is going to be coming out with a new Kindle.
Funny I mention it. Well, let's save that for the tech talk.
Okay, I'll save it for the tech
That's
talk.
What I had for my...
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's right here in my browser.
It's in his...
It's right on my browser.
All right.
So, yeah. Books, magazines, more books, newspaper. So that's what the show's on today. Books, magazines, and novels, and the like.
Do you read books?
Hearted. No. Hate it.
You hate reading books?
Oh, yeah. Have time. That's the thing.
Because you're writing
if
books.
If there's a movie made from the book, I'll watch the movie. I might have time for that.
But you write books.
Because I got to make time for popcorn. So I can watch a movie while I'm eating popcorn. No. I write, but I don't read.
So how do you even know you're doing a good job? You have nothing to go against. I don't read books, so... Like,
oh, I just know. No, I don't.
That's interesting because, you know, a lot of writers, especially fiction writers, have, people they look up to. What do they call those people? Not mentors. But a lot of writers do have mentors, but people who are they're inspired by. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the classics, Tolstoy and the guy who wrote Tale of Two Cities, Hemingway. Mm-hmm. You know, all those guys. Twain.
Are they, not got, the, no. What are they? Those guys writers?
So, you know, I'm just wondering, you know, a lot of people are inspired by these old classic guys and not even some older class. Some newer writers are very inspiring as well.
Yeah, I think I don't know what to say. I think it just boils down to that. I'm a storyteller. I can tell a story. I'm not worried about everybody else's story
or how
and that's or how they present it. I just, you know what I mean? I mean, there's still a formula of sorts, guidelines, you know what I mean, as far as writing a novel. But as far as the story goes, I guess we're all individual. So however it works, that's what happens. And, you know, until somebody, way up in the chain would say otherwise, that's just what I do.
But you haven't heard from anybody way up in the chain yet.
Well, from a lot of agencies, yeah. But, I mean, nobody's taken the book yet, but, I mean, that's happened to the best of authors. And they'll Absolutely. Wait years and years and years before a book gets, you know what I mean? Especially a first-time author. So, yeah, I hear lots of stories about, you know, lots of big authors that, you know, submitting, and like 6 years later, somebody decided to take my book. See what happened, and then they're the biggest thing. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So nobody's to say that, but it's until you know. And all, my feedback's all been pretty good. You know, I'm still a first time author, and it's still the book is unpublished, and I, you know what I mean. Obviously, I've got to be amateur. You know what I mean, to a degree.
Right.
So I expect, you know, whatever comes of that especially for a first time. But I'm thinking assisted self publishing. And I'll have a full editorial done and by a competent professional of what any changes that need to be made with the book before it gets put out, and then have it put out. And then I'm basically published in a way, and I'll continue on with the second book, which I'm five chapters into now.
Woohoo!
So I'm moving right along.
I think of J.K. Rowling, the Harry Potter author. I wonder how many rejection slips she got.
I know that she had, but I don't know what the whole
story is. Yeah. Was there.
Yeah.
And you had to think of the publishers who rejected her. And he said,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, this will never sell.
Exactly.
It's just huge.
And she was, what was she? Mother.
Yeah, she'd take the baby to a local cafe and sit it next to the table in its little thingamabobber and write in there and stuff. And yeah.
And where do you find your best place to write a book is?
Right in the office, baby.
Right in the office.
Easy Mac Podcast Studio / author office.
/ recording studio.
Well, / everything, yeah.
You got your drums in there now.
/ yeah, the kit's there now, yeah. Picked it up from the other studio. And yeah, that's been a little bit of fun for me.
That's good. And this is all in preparation for a couple new Wicked Angel tunes.
Not the kit really for that.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh, because you're going to have a real drummer. Not to say that you're not a real drummer.
Not. Probably not.
Oh, you're not going to have a real drummer.
I wouldn't think so.
Oh.
Yeah, there's no need for that. Well, for the new blues CD, there will be.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
You got the what? Impression that?
The original dudes from Wicked Angel were going to...
No, not for the couple things that I'm doing right now, but because it's a compilation CD thing of past material, right. But... If we do a new one, yeah, something will happen with everybody probably, so.
The reunion tour.
Yeah, yeah.
Off to Japan.
Yeah. Wouldn't be the first time.
Remember, I want to be your guitar tech if you go to Japan.
Okay. You're in.
And your personal masseuse as well.
Absolutely. I always have a sore ass.
Oh.
So. Oh. Butt.
Sore butt. Actually, Friday, I went in for a colonoscopy. It was relatively painless.
Simple procedure?
Simple procedure. All you men out there, if you're hesitant because you're thinking, ooh, no.
Would you lean to the side of enjoyable at all or no?
No, nothing enjoyable
but
about
nothing,
it.
But
nothing bad. There's nothing bad about it.
No, eh?
Poke in the eye
is they put you
way worse than...
In the old brown eye. They put you under, though, or to some degree. They have you awake.
No, I was out.
Were you right out? Yeah.
Okay. Right out.
And was it the immediate, they give you the regular anesthesia?
They put an IV in your arm and she goes...
An IV, jeez, okay.
She goes, I'm going to give you two of these. And she's squeezing. She goes, by the time I'm done giving you the second one, you're going to be out. So get ready. But by the time I remember seeing her thumb go down and emptying that one. And I love that feeling that just passes over your face and through your chest.
Whew,
I love that.
That scared the heck out of me, man, when I had that for my shoulder surgery. They put the thing in and he said, count backwards from like 10 and I get a few numbers and all of a sudden, I said, is this supposed to be happening? Because like all right down to my legs is all like almost like a sort of a painish tingle.
I love it.
And I'm like, whoa, gone.
Yeah.
And then they found out that my arm was frozen, so they had to snap it.
Good thing he's out, they said.
Yeah, I guess. I wouldn't want to have that done if I was coherent.
Now when you say frozen, it wasn't like in a freezer.
No, it was actually really hot. They call it frozen.
No, there's another word for it.
It freezes. It's immobile.
Immobile. Yeah.
They have to mobilize it.
There's another word for
stuck.
It. Stuck is another really, really good word. It's like it's like encrusted together. And it's
fused.
Fused. There's the word.
There you go.
Bam. Ding, 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 ding.
Here down comes the chicken like you bet your life with Groucho Marx. Okay, back to magazines, books, and
all right.
I don't know where we went, but...
I know. We went down a rat hole.
Do you subscribe to any magazines?
Sports Illustrated and Macworld.
Okay. Is Sports Illustrated for the costume or swimsuit issue?
No.
Oh.
I don't even look at that. I feel
okay.
Like
wait a minute. It didn't look at the. Doesn't look at the swimsuit issue. Enjoyed the colonoscopy. Is this this is headed in the wrong direction somewhere? No. Yeah. No. I
feel like a perv when I'm looking at young women. I don't know what it is now.
That's because you're old.
I know.
Leave them to me.
There's a Pursuit of Happiness song that's. I'm an adult now.
Yeah. That's a cool band. Yeah. I like. There's this one song on there that I really like.
On there.
No, she's so young. She's so young. She's got the answer.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Magazines. They,
back off the music trivia.
Sports Illustrated and Macworld.
Okay. Yeah.
So what about you?
Do I subscribe to any? No, I don't subscribe to any right now. The last subscription that I had was actually was Macworld. I had gotten it when I got my first computer, Mac computer or whatever. I got a subscription for free. They used to give those.
Yeah.
And then I continued on for quite a while.
It's I think a lot of it is irrelevant because a lot of the information they put in the magazine is online.
Yeah, and another thing about magazines that I find is there's a lot of advertisements in magazines.
That's how they get paid.
Well, sure, but
what?
They have to for the thickness of what the magazine is and the price you pay for a lot of magazines are fairly expensive. For the price of a couple magazines, you can get a nice book.
Yes, you can.
Like, I mean, if you're buying a computer magazine, you can get a computer book that's big and thick for, like, the price of a couple magazines that you could read for a much longer period of time and, you know, reference and
That'd be more of a referencing, even though a computer magazine is somewhat referential.
Sure.
Then I made up that one.
That's stolen right off my tongue.
Yeah, but, I mean, you can't be against advertising.
Well, I'm not against advertising, no. I think...
because you know
we should have advertisers right here on the show, you know.
Another ding, ding, ding.
The only problem is, you know, having someone to help you do that is can be tough.
We need a sales guy.
Hmm. There we go.
An advertising sales.
Any volunteers?
Sales agent.
Do we hear any volunteers in the audience?
Not on Yahoo Messenger. No one's coming up and
jumping at the opportunity.
No.
Yeah, so the last magazine I bought was a writing magazine, though. Something to do with Writer's Digest. I do read. I'm reading a book now. It's I tend to read. I can't say I don't read books, but I mean, I'm not really I write fiction novels, and I don't read fiction novels.
Oh, okay.
But
you'll read other kinds of books.
I read. Usually some kind of software books or that kind of stuff. I guess or. Reading books that are based on, you know, things that I'm doing or whatever. Like I'll read books on reading. Last book I bought was at Borders. It's a book on writing. And it was interesting. What was interesting with this book is that there's a lot of information on the structure and characters and all the, you know, things that you need to know. And in reading that, I find that I do all that anyway. I have an understanding of what to do. It's just whether, I think it all boils down a lot of it to whether people like your story or not. You know, I mean, part of it is how it's told. Is it, you know,
obviously,
and for the agencies and publishers and things, is it grammar and your storyline correct and
right.
That kind of thing. But I mean, just it's the story itself. Is it a story that somebody's going to enjoy?
Right.
That's all. Or what genre does it fall under? Or who's going to read it? You know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it's all about.
What about biographies?
Biographies. I dig biographies, and I think biographies. I'd rather read a biography than something that's than a fiction. A fiction, I'd like to watch a movie. You know, watch
sure.
all the action and all the
right.
you know the stuff, but. Real stuff I'd rather read.
Yeah, I agree. I like a good biography.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last biography I read was B.B. King's.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Very interesting life that man had.
Yeah.
And he's still living.
One. Yeah. Yeah, he's still kicking, so...
And still gigging.
Still gigging, yeah. Like, I don't know, the last thing that I had seen him was still like 300 dates out of the year. That's all he does. Really?
He's just a little over 100 now.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's cut it down, but I wonder how much he plays when he's not, or does he, his time, well, you got to figure if that's half the year.
Let's say he plays half the year, yeah.
If he plays half the year, that's every other day.
Every other day.
That's crazy.
For a man his age, but that's all he knows.
Yeah.
Just going out and gigging. Playing Lucille,
but for him, I mean, he's you know the big man of blues, and I'm sure he's living good on the road. You know what I mean?
He's living
good.
He's
not in a beaten down old van, and
no.
so that can be cool.
He's a big man.
Staying at the best places, eating the best food. Lots of it, apparently.
Apparently. Because he doesn't do any of his show standing up now.
No, not anymore, no. No.
Those legs have had enough.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit me down. But he can walk fine and everything. It's just being on his legs for over an hour. So.
Yeah, he's a big old man.
Big 80, old.
What, 80-something?
83, I think.
Yeah, 83 years old and very large. Mm-hmm. You guys sit down and take it easy. It's, besides, it's the blues. Doesn't matter what you do or how you do it, does it?
I don't know. Right, he's touring with Buddy Guy right now.
I think I'm going to start sitting down when I play live.
Yeah, you're right. It's all about the genre of music you're playing at. Is the
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you'd be a heavy metal guitar player and sit down in a stool and go crazy.
But won't happen.
Away from the music again and back to the magazines and books.
We stray to tech and music all the time.
Magazines. What about magazines when you're a kid? Comic books?
Yep. I'm trying to think with comic books.
The kids still?
Famous Four dudes.
Are kids still into comic books like when they're young or no?
Not like they were before, I don't think. Comics books were something, as a kid, you look forward to the next issue because it was like you're getting a story and another story kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so you'd have
for a kid.
Really. Right. So you'd have like three or four of these things. That I think each kid had their favorite few.
Yeah.
And every month they would come in and you buy one at a time. It'd be like a little treat every week or whatever. You know, you go, oh, there's the new Captain America or whatever it was. And you'd be able to read that. I also read Mad Magazine. I like that one too.
Oh, yeah. Mad Magazine and the folding cover in the back. That's what you waited for.
Exactly. Yeah. That was... it seemed like it was... There was adult humor in the Mad Magazines that sometimes you would get it and then you'd say, oh, this is an adult thing. I know.
I don't know if I thought that, but looking back now, yeah, I would think that there was a lot of mature humor in Mad.
Yeah.
Mad Magazine was great. Cracked was good too. I liked Cracked Magazine.
I only read a couple of those. I wasn't hot on it, but
yeah, it was sort of a kind of a takeoff of the Mad thing. But
that's exactly what it was.
But Mad, yeah, was the best. Spy vs. Spy. The funny characters they drew were great, and their mascot Alfred E. Newman.
Alfred E. Newman, yeah.
Yeah, that was good stuff. And I think we used to have my brother and I used to get a Monster Magazine too, and they'd have. It was a magazine and all the pictures in it and everything, I think, were from like black and white movies and stuff. And they put captions to it all. And I think it was called Monster Magazine.
Really?
Something like that. Yeah. And it was just one of those mad comic book.
Heck. I can't do this. Can I? I got to end that. There we go. Sorry. Sorry, folks. I got to turn my phone off.
We got callers. We want to get on the show and we got to turn them down. There's just too many. We don't really have time for it right now.
Well, they're not. So, if they were piped
but starting in, next week, we do 2-hour Jabbercast shows.
No, not happening, dude. It'd be great if we could pipe calls in here.
Oh yeah, there's a way. There's actually a pretty easy way, but it's just a matter of whether the calls would come or not. So, and
well, books, obviously they're coming.
What about did you read books in? Did you have to read any books in grade school? I had to read books back then, and I don't remember what they all were, but. And then I remember you had your choice to read certain books that, you know, you could do some kind of a book report on. And the only one I think I ever recall was, and I don't really remember the storyline to it, was called Rufus Henry. I think the name of the book was.
Rufus.
Yeah, Rufus. Rufus Henry. I remember a couple of books that we had as kids. Hot Rod Road was one, a hardcover book. And I look it up sometimes online, and I always want to grab a copy somewhere on eBay or whatever. Like eBay, you find it around for like $5.
Sure.
It's just funny to see again because I remember the cover so vividly. And another book that I think I might have given it to my brother recently because he'd wanted it over years and years and years, was this big thick book I had called Zolar's Book of Ancient and Forbidden Knowledge.
That sounds familiar.
And it was pretty neat. Yeah, it's a fairly popular thing still, but the original one with the original cover and everything is I have that or had that, and I think I gave it to my brother last year or something. Probably gone now somewhere.
He probably pawned it.
It was maybe. But it was falling apart.
Oh, was it?
The pages were coming out and stuff. I don't think he could do anything like that. You couldn't get money for it.
I'm just joking. I don't know anybody who has ever pawned anything personally. Whereas you told me about your brother.
Yeah, he's the only one that I know that pawned anything ever.
But
you
get,
it's an odd concept, and they just keep it for you, and you just go pay it off again and get your stuff again.
But someone, in theory, could go buy it.
No,
off.
No.
Oh.
You can't, as long as you're making the payments on it. So if you bring something into a pawn shop and get $100 for it.
Yeah.
And you can get that back for, say, for $125, then you just make payments. If you default on your payments, or you tell them, like, you know, I can't pay this anymore or whatever, then they'll sell it.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
They hold them, yeah.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. It's just to get some cash.
I've been in a million pawn shops all over the continent.
Yeah, pawn shops are cool. But those are all the things that people
just defaulted
want
on.
Money for and aren't going to buy them back. You know what I mean? Give me the money and I'm done. Here, I just want to sell it to you. And they'll give you a certain amount. And I guess if it's something that you're going to pay off, then they'll, you know.
They'll keep it for you.
They give you a dip. Yeah, they just hold it.
Hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
So this is for people who have stuff, but they need some cash or an immediate need of some money.
Yeah, if you're in immediate need of some money, you bring something to the pawn shop, get some money for it, and then just pay it off over time, and it's still yours. They don't sell it unless you don't pay.
So you could go there and sell something for cheap, like for like 75 or 50% of its actual value.
Yeah. Oh, just to get rid of totally? You mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's around 50% of its value, I think, is what they'll do. I remember Marco, you know, you ever been to Marco's Economy Exchange?
No, where's that at?
On Wyandotte.
Close to downtown.
Braddock from Tees. Marco.
Oh, really?
He would always like pull out the Canadian Tire book or whatever and check out the price of something and, you know, give you like half the money for it or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
So interesting stuff. They do. But they don't give you money for books.
I don't know if they actually have books at a pawn shop. They have CDs and movies and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, but I'd never seen books in a pawn shop.
No.
But there are used bookstores. You can bring books and sell them. I used to bring tons and tons of magazines all the time, like my Mad magazines and all that stuff. And I don't know where I used to sometimes get paperback books by lots of them, like from aunts maybe or something. I wouldn't read them. I'd take them, excuse me, I would take stuff to one of the places downtown, the little bookstores that mm-hmm. sold used books and magazines and stuff. And then I get new Mad magazines and everything. You get, you know, credit. That's what I take, credit, and get the new Mad magazine.
Boom.
There all the time I used to do that. Loved it. And then there was a cool place downtown that had all the magic stuff and novelties and tons of circus
story,
magazine.
Yeah.
Remember that old rock and roll magazine? Yeah. So anyway, but books, I don't know. Did you read your B.B. King book? Did you read, was it a hard copy?
Hard copy, though,
of a book.
Hard copy, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't on a computer.
No. Yeah, it
was. Do you read books on a computer at all, really?
No.
No? It's harder.
Well, there's...
A lot of people don't really like to read books on a... I don't mind it. I'll read on a computer.
Well, it's a different experience. You're not looking at a gray sheet of paper with black writing on it. A little harder on
unless
your
you
eyes.
You have a Kindle, but we'll save that for the tech. Yeah. So, well, let's go into a little break, and then we'll come back with some more talk on books, magazines, and the like.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah. That's right.
Well, it looks like we go right into Tech Talk, but that's a good thing because we have only 20 minutes left in the show. So,
you're a maniac. Holy moly. Time just flew by there.
Tech Talk this week, we've been mentioning that we want to talk about the Kindle, I guess. What is the Kindle exactly and who's it made by?
The Kindle is a e-book reader. Mm-hmm. This is going to be the second generation of the Kindle. The first one was thickish, and it was about, I'm going to say, 4 inches wide by 6 inches tall.
6 inches tall. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. And you read books on it, and it downloaded the books onto the device for you. It also downloaded a lot of other stuff, RSS feeds and newspapers as well. I think there were some magazines as well that are in that form. It would download those for you as well. And you get free... You don't pay for the internet, interweb thing that downloads the books and magazines and newspapers to the device. That is paid for on a one-time basis when you buy the actual device.
Right.
So,
which isn't it's
made
not
by
cheap.
Amazon. You asked me,
it's Amazon.com thing, yeah. And it's not a cheap unit. Like it's $360, I think. $400.
This new one's $400.
Yeah, but to give you an idea of overview, it's electronic paper display. It provides a sharp, high resolution screen that looks and reads like real paper.
That's the whole thing. There's only a couple that are out there that are specifically designed like that. And they call it something ink. E-ink?
I guess that's a softer thing on the eyes.
That's what it is.
You know, your screen on your... unless you would have some way of reading your PDF books or anything with being able to change your background might help for the eyes. But you
can't
already, do anything.
That's built into the document.
Yeah.
Whereas exactly. these e-ink devices, they don't put it on. It's not white. The writing isn't on a white background. It's a specific color of
more like a book.
More like a book. If you look at a book, it's not white. You hold a white sheet of paper up to your book, and you'll say, "Ooh,
yeah,
that's not white."
They're simple to use. No computer. No cables. No syncing. Wireless connectivity enables you to shop Kindle store directly from your Kindle. So whether you're the back of a taxi, airport, in bed, whatever, you can
download a book or a magazine or a newspaper.
Buy a book and it's auto delivered wirelessly in less than 1 minute, and more than 230,000 books available, including more than 105 of 112 current New York Times bestsellers, which is a big thing now because I've been, you know, shopping my book and you look at a lot of the publishers and self-publishers and things, and they make these services available now for Kindle, you know, and ebooks, you know, PDF format to be able to purchase online as well. But the Kindle is a big thing. New York Times bestsellers, new releases for $10, unless otherwise marked. So the prices aren't bad for the, you know, I mean, it's
compared to an actual paper book.
Yeah, it's better.
But it's not, if you compare it to like a used book, though, it's somewhat expensive.
Yeah, yeah. But how soon do you get a new book used? I don't know how. Can you get them fairly quick, I guess?
I think you can get them pretty quick.
I suppose people read them pretty fast and probably bring them back to...
I don't think Kim reads the new book by all her favorite authors, and she never buys a new one.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Usually it gets passed, or she goes to like a Value Village or a used bookstore, and she picks it up for less than $10 for sure. Usually around $7, $8.
I guess they gotta travel around pretty quickly. I mean, somebody reads it within a week, couple weeks' time or something like that, and what are you going to do with it after? Yeah.
Yeah, you give it to somebody.
Exactly.
Which is kind of interesting. You know, there's... What's that?
That's pirating.
Well, I was just going to mention the whole part.
Yeah, we talked about that before. About
did
books.
We?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. About books being...
It's a common and well-accepted practice.
Yeah.
Read a book, pass it on. How come you can't do
different.
That with a CD?
Well, we don't do it with a CD because you can listen to it over and over and over. You're not going to read a book over and over and over.
Right. That's the reason right there. Boom.
You may come across it years later and think, wow, I haven't seen this book for so long in the basement, in the box. I'm going to read it again because it was really good. Or sometimes... There are things like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People do that like with the Lord of the Rings. They'll read it. I read that like five times. You know what I mean? Like I couldn't fathom it reading anything once, but
I could watch a movie twice.
Movie twice. Yeah. Not all the time either. It's highly unlikely I'll ever watch a movie twice.
I'm thinking Lord of the Rings. I'd watch
that. I would like to watch that again, actually, on my big TV now.
Okay.
Kindle apparently has long battery life.
Well, yeah, here's the deal with the battery life. It displays the page, and then that's it. It's static. It doesn't... There's no... Nothing else is running. It's just like a image is just being displayed on your...
As opposed to what running?
As opposed to... Well, the way that the e-ink works, The way it works is it's not constantly emitting a light.
Right.
It's either on or off, I think, is what the deal is. And it has a special dithering algorithm in there that... So it, once the page is up there, it doesn't use any energy. The only energy you're using is downloading and flipping the page. So you can stay in that page.
There's the wireless thing, too. You can turn the wireless off and read. It says read for a week or more before recharging again.
Exactly.
Fully recharges in a couple hours. Unlike Wi-Fi, Kindle uses the same high-speed data network, EVDO. As advanced cell phones, and you never have to locate a hotspot. So it's just an automatic thing for connecting and downloading your books and things like that. And so included in the box, I'm sure you'd like to know, is your Kindle wireless reader, hopefully, and power adapter, USB 2 cable, and a book cover. to protect your
Kindle.
Little Kindle.
The new ones are as thin as a pencil. Mm-hmm. That's nice. So it kind of reminds me of an iPhone-ish kind of thing.
Yeah. The other ones seem to look bigger and bulkier.
No, they're like bulky.
Etch-a-Sketch.
Yeah, it was about that thick too, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, pretty neat. So that's something you want to definitely check out if you're a book reader.
If you're a book reader, it's one thing to consider.
They have are magazines now, though.
It's a lot of magazines
available.
Yeah, and a lot of newspapers as well. And yeah. RSS.
Especially
feeds.
If you're on the go, I guess, you know. Or I suppose reading in bed. It looks about the size of a paperback book anyway.
Exactly.
So
I think that's
gotta be the same thing. So for the price I see here is $359, but if that's the previous model or what, I don't know. It says introducing Kindle. It doesn't say anything about a new version or anything.
That's the old version, dude.
There you go.
See how thick
that
is?
But that's all that comes up here. Why is that?
Well, because you're not on the Engadget or Gizmodo website.
Yeah, well, this is the source right here, Amazon.
They're not. This is leaked information.
Oh, it's not even out yet.
Right.
Okay, so you might want to hold off for that for a little bit.
Yeah, don't buy a Kindle now. Wait for the new one to come out. Absolutely.
There you go. And here I go.
Quickest.
You've been to the WKBR website at WKBR.ca, you will have noticed the explicit content warning. Some shows on WKBR may contain explicit content. Therefore, it is advised that you be 18 years of age or older to listen, or have adult consent. Please note, however, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show and the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo do not contain explicit content and therefore are exempt from the explicit content warning. All ages are welcome for any shows hosted by Big JD or Big JD and Lippo.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig, brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
And we got to say, the Border City Radio Podcast is back in full swing.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Again,
weekly shows.
Yeah, I got a new one ready to get released here.
BorderCityRadio.com. And the song this week is The Yardbirds with Eric Clapton, 1964. Five live Yardbirds. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover.
Looking at the car. Looking at the cover. Book
by looking at the cover.
Need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lippo, as well the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
Jabberful, jabberful, jabberful. Jabberful, jabberful, jabberful. Loose lips sink ships. Stitching tabs in line. One in the hands with two in the bush. Jabberful, jabberful.
This week's Jabber Quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of used magazines, books, and newspapers from around the world.
And everywhere else. Reading is to the mind what exercise is to the body. Joseph Addison. You know who he was?
Joseph Addison. Yes, he was a high school principal.
There you go.
Or a college principal. Or
mine. Did you know him?
No.
No, I don't know. No, Joseph Addison.
No, you don't?
No, I don't know who it is. Really,
I think he was a famous educator.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
I was not edumacated. Reading is to the mind what exercise is to the body, which means it's very important and stimulating.
It can be stimulating, but it can also be emotional, don't you think?
Sure. So can exercising. If I exercise too much, I'll start crying.
Joseph Addison was an English essayist and a poet.
Oh, okay.
Mom, Dad, I'm going to be an essayist when I grow up.
Yeah.
You can't get away with that stuff, can you?
Well, no, that you just fall into that somehow. You make that up.
As you go along, yeah. Holy moly.
An essayist. Wow.
I want that job. But you got to be a writer. He's a writer, basically, if you're saying anything. My dad, for all practical purposes, was an essayist. He was always writing an essay. He's writing an essay today.
Yeah, eh? And you'll be typing it out.
Typing it out,
and are we going to see it on a future show or what?
Future show?
Well, yeah.
It's an essay, dude. You read it.
Well, yeah. He should be reciting.
See, well, that's the thing. It's different.
I'd capture everything.
Do people want to listen to somebody reciting something?
Somebody might.
I don't know.
Or discussing or talking. You know, he doesn't have to read word for word, maybe, but he can skim over and use it as the basis for his show.
You're right.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I think it could be.
It's something.
You know what I was thinking of doing?
Harry's Philosopher's Corner.
I was thinking of firing up iWeb to do the Philosopher's Corner again. Did you see the new stuff that's in iWeb? You can now publish to an actual server that isn't a MobileMe server.
Oh, man. You're going to just... Why are you even going to do that, though? It just, like, that'll drive me crazy. I'll go home and pull my hair out because of this.
I have to say, Big JD, your hair is, it's so, when you put the headphones on, it's like, I want to take a picture, but I don't have my camera in here. I could take a picture with my iPhone, I guess.
Mine's right behind me.
Your camera?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a great quote. Absolutely. Reading. I think if you're a parent, a new parent, read to your kids as much as you can. We did, but it didn't help. I have to think our kids would be, I don't know what they would be if we didn't read them to them. We read to them every night before they went to bed, but they still didn't.
Dr. Seuss.
Well, you start with
Cat
Dr.
Seuss.
I
read that last night.
Did you really?
Yeah. It's my last book I read. Dr. Seuss, Cat in the Hat. No.
I was reading Dr. Seuss before I went into kindergarten.
Yeah. I popped out with a Dr. Seuss book.
Oh, cool.
Well, you were reading early.
I was reading early. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know what's up with that, because I know my parents did not read to me.
I don't know if that's got the whole thing to do with it. It's but something to do with judging what your dad does is, you know, something that where that comes from.
Obviously,
you know what I mean?
That's where it came from. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, my whole bedroom, if you can picture like a bedroom that had three beds in it, it was big enough to
no rock posters, all book covers.
It was all books. Absolutely. No. It was three or four shelves of books all on one big huge wall.
You were how old?
Well, my whole childhood.
Okay.
He put books in this room.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a bedroom that was big enough to have three beds in it and a desk and two dressers. It was a really big room. He built the house for us to live. Like, he knew this is where the three boys are going to be. This is where his daughter's going to be. And this is where me and my wife are going to sleep. So it was a huge room for us. And it was books. I wish I could show you a picture. Maybe I do have an old Polaroid of all the books that are in this bedroom. But it was...
see the old Polaroids in my bedroom.
Do you have Polaroids in your bedroom?
Yeah. I got some goodies.
Do you?
Yeah.
I like to see those.
Yeah. Biggest snake up over top of the headboard and... guitars on the walls, everything. Yeah.
Snakes over the headboard.
Yeah, craziness. Sick skulls kid. Everywhere.
We wonder
Where's
why.
Madness.
We wonder why Big JD is the way he is. Now we don't.
Parents would never walk in there. No, that's not true.
I would hope not.
I got.
Did you have a messy room?
I had
room?
To walk in to switch me. Huh?
Did you? did you have a messy room?
No. Sometimes it was messy. I've taken pictures of it because it was so bad. But no, normally I was always very organized. But when you get all wrapped up in a bunch of projects, because I would be wrapped up in 1,000 projects at once.
Right.
You know, but it was all wires, cables, that right. kind of
and thing. And it was like a controlled mess over in this corner over here.
Yeah, it was controlled to me. Like, I knew where everything was because it would be all around me as I was working. You know right. what I mean? But it wasn't like dirty clothes and underwear and stuff all over. You know what I mean? It was work, projects. Music related music
awesome.
And stuff. So
cool.
Anyway, you can visit the Jabbercast at thejabbercast.com. You can go to the contact page there and email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com, or you can use the
bathroom right after you're done listening to this show. Or if you're on the contact page, I'm going to go to the contact page right now. And there's a My Chingo widget there. It says our voicemail. And then there's messages, and underneath that it says leave a message. Big button. Big click it.
Do you see that? Okay, we'll give you everybody a little time. Go to the contact page there. Okay, you there? You see the My Chingo widget? Okay, click the button.
What is the RSS thing there for? What does that do for us?
I don't know. You can click on that and see. This is happening in real time, folks.
Real time. Unless you're listening to a podcast.
It might give the RSS of the messages that we have public on display right there.
Oh, I see.
I'm not sure exactly.
That's probably what it does. Yeah.
Okay. And anyway, next week's show, The Creative Mind. That's going to be a fun one, I think. The Creative Mind. What's behind the Creative Mind? What's inside it? What is a creative mind? And does everybody have one? How do you get a creative mind? Are you born with a creative mind? Can you... buy a creative mind? No, but can you
definitely you know, can buy I mean, one?
Can a creative mind grow over time?
Oh, that's a good question. Okay,
I suppose it sometimes comes natural for some people, sometimes maybe not. But we're going to find out all about that, and I'm sure much, much more on next week's Jabbercast.
Yes, we will.
and here comes the color.
There's no color here. I'm just kind of curious. Is there something else you wanted to mention about reading?
No, but reading is fundamental. Do you remember the commercial?
I'm trying
that
to
was on TV. Reading is fundamental.
Was that like a PSA kind of
thing? Yeah. Public service announcement type thing.
I'm trying to think what...
It was like... And it was supposed to be like... I think they played on fundamental.
Of course,
you know what I mean? It was fundamental.
And
then they had that later one about art. What was that? Something about art.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta have art. Miles and miles of art.
Boy, this show is going downhill. Okay, let's wrap it up right now while we're ahead of ourselves. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.